Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that orders for big-ticket manufactured goods fell for the second consecutive month in September. Purchases of durable goods fell by 1.3% from the prior month. The latest reports from railroads submitted to the Surface Transportation Board appear to bolster claims by elevators that railroads are giving priority to oil shipments over grains. The latest BNSF report showed that during the week of October the 12th, 747 loaded grain cars sat idle for more than 5 days, with just six oil cars showing the same delay. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending October the 26th. Corn harvested 46% versus 31% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 65%. 59% of the corn crop has been harvested in Illinois versus 43% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 72%. 70% of the soybean crop nationally has been harvested versus 53% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 76%. In Illinois, 63% of the soybean crop is in the bin versus 37% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 77%. Ag Rural says as of last Friday, soybean planting was 16% complete in Brazil, at 6 percentage points ahead of the last week, but well back from the 34% planted at the same stage last year. Planting in Mato Grosso, the number one soybean planting state, was 19% complete, compared with 11% last week and 53% at the same stage last year. Paraná had planted 44% of their crop as of Friday. That's up from 33% a week ago and 50% at the same time a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,797. It is up 41 points. The NASDAQ, 4,063, up 24. The S&P 500, 1962, up 5.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We do have some light rain and drizzle occurring from portions of southeastern Illinois and southwestern Indiana into Michigan at this hour. We also have a little bit of drizzle and some breezy conditions occurring up in the far uppermost parts of the Midwest and portions of Minnesota and neighboring areas of western Wisconsin. Today, we're going to see a bit of a transition starting to take place across the Midwest. We get away from all the warm weather that we've had and the favorably dry conditions for the western Corn Belt will continue, but we will see the temperatures turn cooler. The afternoon temperatures today across the Midwest will be mostly in the 60s and 50s across the western Corn Belt. Eastern areas will still be in the 60s with a few lower 70s. Those 70s will be mostly in Ohio and parts of Kentucky just ahead of the frontal system. In fact, the temperatures are already in the upper 60s at this hour in a big part of Ohio. So the high of the day will likely occur in the next 2 or 3 hours, and then we'll see some cooling take place as we get into the afternoon. In contrast to all this, the high temperatures on Wednesday afternoon and Thursday will be mostly 50s and 60s across the Midwest. We'll look for a few 40-degree readings in northern areas. We will see a reinforcing shot of cold air arrive on Friday and continue Saturday. Temperatures at that time may be as cool as the upper 30s and 40s across the northern parts of the Midwest, and mostly 40s and 50s across the remainder of the region. Friday afternoon will be the coolest, and we also expect to see the lowest temperatures in the morning occurring on Friday and Saturday. Looks like some upper teens and 20s will be present across the Midwest. Most of the teens will be in the Dakotas and Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, but we'll see 20-degree lows dropping all the way down into parts of Missouri and eventually into parts of Illinois as well. This will, again, be at the end of the week going into the weekend. Now, we do have a couple of other shots of precipitation slated for the region. One is just ahead of the coldest air as it pushes through the region. This little reinforcing shot of cool air comes in tomorrow into Thursday. And as it passes through the Midwest, we will see some additional precipitation occur, most of which will probably take place on Thursday. And it'll be just light and scattered showers occurring across a portion of the Midwest. A few hundredths of an inch of moisture will occur in most cases. Maybe a couple of spots may end up with a tenth of an inch or maybe 15 hundredths, but nothing much more than that. We'll see the precipitation most organized in the Great Lakes region as we go from Thursday into Thursday evening. There may actually be a little bit of accumulating snow take place across part of Michigan at that point in time, and we may see some snowfall across portions of Ohio before we get done with this event, but don't look for that to accumulate very well. After that is over, we'll see high pressure dominate the region. We should be relatively dry for a while. There will be a strong wind blowing across the plains and into the western Corn Belt on Saturday, and this will come on into the eastern Midwest on Sunday, just ahead of a yet another little frontal system that will bring our next opportunity for rain. That system will be in the western part of the Corn Belt, probably on Sunday, with some scattered showers of light intensity expected. The thunderstorms that are associated with that will become a little bit better organized as the system moves further to the east. So from Missouri into parts of Ohio, we may see some greater rainfall potentials as we go into the early part of next week. But until then, most of the Midwest will see relatively good conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Join us November 24th for our first ever WILL Egg Farm Assets Conference at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. Our on-air analysts will be all there talking about corn, soybeans, and cash grain marketing. And we've lined up experts from the U of I College of ACES to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC-PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat 599.5 up 4.75. Soft December 526.5 up 3.75. December corn 368 up 5. July 396.75 up 4. November beans 1013.75 up 7.75. Now up 8. July 1037.25 up 6. And now they're up 7 at 37.25. And they're up 6.75. December soybean meal 380. Now 79.90 up 3.10. December soybean oil 32.60 up 37. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Good rally in November beans, but at up 7 on the Novies, doesn't even begin to say what we have seen overnight, where they touched 10.34.5.
Right, and while you were talking, we were also only up 1, so we went from up 1 to up 8. We'd been up to 10.34, we're at 10.12. We actually went back down while you were talking to 10.06, so it's been a wild day. They blame it on logistics. They blame it on shortage of being able to get meal where it's needed. There's plenty of beans available here and in the world, and we've had a lot of meal being switched from here to South American purchase, so it's really been a wild day. 29 up yesterday, 29 today at one time, and just amazing up and down movement.
So what should hedgers be doing about this?
I would we hit 10.34. Hopefully I would sell some more up close to that. We're 25 cents below that. Mm-hmm. Same way with corn. We hit 3.84 in March. And I don't know that, are we going to have a new low here after we actually get things harvested? We got 30% of the beans to harvest, and the elevators are full. We got more than half of the corn to harvest. and elevators are piloted outside. So I don't know where we're going to go here in the next month.
It seems like bases will have to do some of the heavy lifting. One question that I keep thinking about is, what about 15 marketings? I know we usually don't go out that far as soon, but by golly, you can get $10 cash for soybeans in 15.
We've been selling 15's crop for probably 6-8 months when it was above 10 and above 4. It got way under 4 in corn. We went back well above 4 today and above 10 again in the November. So I'm sure there were some people heads some today at 10-17 high on the November 15, and the December corn, I think, hit 407 or something. But we've been selling both. Well, we're at 411 now on that, and hit 15 on the December 15 corn. So there should be people hedging that, especially the beans, because of worries that more beans will be planted.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a good one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. December corn, 367 and three quarters, up 4 3/4. July, 397, up 4 1/4. November beans are 10.15, up 9. And July is 10.38 1/2, up 8. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.